For the last 2 months, the Afghan government has been burning and shredding its national currency and replacing it with a newly minted version. It's part of an effort to regain control of the economy after decades of anarchy and civil war. NPR's Ivan Watson has more from Kabul.
One by one, workers lob thousands of brick-sized bundles of Afghan currency, known as Afghanis, into a huge clay incinerator. Moments later, the men douse the money with fuel and light it. More than 3 billion Afghanis, the equivalent of $60,000, literally go up in smoke. This wholesale destruction of Afghan money has been going on daily since early October. It's all part of an ambitious program to replace all of Afghanistan's old, nearly worthless currency with newly minted money. The program was devised with the help of Anwar ul Haq Ahadi. Until last March, Ahadi was a professor at Providence College in Rhode Island. Then he was appointed governor of Afghanistan's central bank, and he stepped into a monetary nightmare.
The old currency that we had is not convenient. The value was too small. We did not have control over printing. We did not have an accurate account of the amount of money that's out in circulation.
After 2 decades of war, the country's currency had fallen to the pitiful value of some 50,000 Afghanis to a single dollar. Since the largest denomination was the 10,000 Afghani note, people had to conduct ordinary transactions using bags full of money. To make matters worse, various warlords had taken to printing their own Afghanis. The situation was so bad that the government considered simply replacing the Afghani with American dollars. But Ahadi argued against dollarization.
I think the retaining the Afghani as the currency had symbolic importance for the people. I think it was important for the government also to be perceived that this is an Afghan government. And I think a national currency is quite important in that regard.
Instead, the government chose to print a completely new Afghani. It lopped 3 zeros off the old currency, and the new money was introduced on October 7th. Now the population has until early January to trade in their old cash. 60-year-old carpet seller Saeed Maqsood is one of the hundreds of people who show up each day to exchange the old for the new at Kabul's Pashtani Tijarati Bank. Maqsood pulled 8 heavy stacks of tattered bills out of a bag and plunked them on the table for a bank teller to count. In return, Maqsood got a dozen new Afghanis of the same value. "When we get the new Afghani, we kiss it," he said. "I'm an old man, and it was hard for me to carry around the old money in a flour sack. Now I can just put it in my pocket." Though many Afghans seem enthusiastic about their government's monetary experiment, out in the bustling bazaars, the new Afghani faces stiff competition for more stable foreign currency. Money changers line the streets, offering customers a rainbow of different colored cash. Blue and red Pakistani rupees, green American dollars, old and new Afghanis. Ibadullah Rahmani, one of the hundreds of bearded currency speculators here, says at the end of each workday, he trades in all of his Afghanis for foreign money.
"Because we cannot change, we cannot trust the Afghani. And when we are coming next morning, the rate is changed. Therefore, we keep foreign currency with ourselves."
One thing's for sure, the old Afghani's days are numbered. Between the incinerators and this room full of industrial-sized shredding machines, some 60 billion Afghanis are destroyed in Kabul each day. Locals have already found a new use for the shredded money. The tons of discarded paper are helping to heat homes around the capital. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.